You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Well, Everton obviously appealed that decision, and now with 4 points back, it lifts them to 15th and crucially 5 points clear of the relegation zone. So what's the reaction to this news from Blues fan? Little bit of relief, I should imagine. Les Roberts is from the Blue Room podcast and joins me now. Hi, Les. When we were talking about this news yesterday, there was a little bit of relief for me, obviously, being a Blue, but it was kind of bittersweet. It was tinged with, well, hang on a minute, there's something else coming over the horizon. Did it feel like that for you?
Yeah, it did, really. It felt a little bit like sort of a bit of common sense had come into the argument, because obviously it had been reduced to 6 from 10, and if you go into administration, you only get 9. So that was the sort of first thing that when it broke, didn't really sit right with anyone. But yeah, as you say, we've got this second one hanging. Nothing's ever straightforward with Everton, is it?
No, not
we've got this second one hanging over us now. And you just can't help feeling that it will eventually become 12 points in the end if they just hit us with another 6. While it's not necessarily cause for celebration, the table does look a lot better, doesn't it? And you kind of think, it seems like Luton got a little bit of a boost when we got the initial 10-point deduction. Mm. So I'm hoping it has the reverse effect this time, and they sort of drop off a cliff a bit. And we can have a nice little sort of relatively relaxed end to the season, which would be lovely for once.
Don't be ridiculous. We never have a relaxed end to any season, do we? I mean, it certainly feels that way. I mean, the fact that Everton was successful with their appeal and got some of these points back, I mean, some would say that would show that the process is flawed.
Oh, yeah, completely. I mean, it seems like it was just an arbitrary number, just picked out the ether to sort of say, yeah, we'll give them this punishment and see what happens. I think what's come out in this is that it doesn't seem like the Premier League have a sort of proper process in place to say, you know, if you go over by this much, you get this sanction, or, you know, so it could be if you go over by £1 or you go over by £50 million, you might get the same sanction. But they're not even saying that this will be like a precedent now. So even this next case that gets heard with Ozan Forrest, it could be a completely different outcome, because it seems to go to this independent commission who then can sort of say what the punishment should be. So it's a really, really weird way of doing things. And I think it's kind of shown them up a little bit. I think they were desperate not to have the government intervene, you know, put that independent regulator in. So they've kind of gone in heavy-handed with Everton. But I think it's blown up in the face a little bit, because it's like, you know, the left hand doesn't know what the right hand's doing at all. And they're just kind of making it up on the hoof. I mean, just one other thing as well. You know, it sort of highlighted how badly Everton's been run these last few years. You can't sort of take that out of the equation. I know the Premier League get a lot of stick, deservedly so, but the fact that Everton find themselves in this position is pretty scandalous, really, isn't it? You know, and another thing to add to that is we don't really know who's running the club at the minute, and we don't know if this takeover's going to go through.
Well, it's in flux, isn't it? It depends what you read, what you believe. You know, if we go down the route, and we've all had these messages. I've got it on good authority and a good source that this is going to happen. You know, we've learned you just have to wait and find out the facts rather than listening to you know, Dave's mate on Facebook somewhere. But the fans got behind the club during this. Everton have thanked all of the fans for their support. I think that's been an important part of this whole drama, if you like, that the fans and what they've played in the process, there's been a sense of coming together and not taking this line down. I mean, we don't take that. You know, if you feel wronged, particularly in this city, we're like a dog with a bone, mate. We just don't let it go.
Yeah, it's because there's been a lot of reasons for the fan base to be fractured over the last few years. You know, the way, basically, when the football's rubbish, people don't get on, do they? Because you get people, you know, saying they boo the team, they're not good enough. And then people saying, well, you shouldn't boo the team, you should get behind them. But I think when it's something like this, that's an off-the-pitch thing that none of us really want to get involved in. You know, when we're doing the podcast, all we want to talk about is the football and how bad we were on a particular day, or possibly good. But it's been tinged with, like, you know, solicitors and legal cases and stuff. But I suppose the one positive is it has brought the fans together, really, because we can see that the club's been wronged. And I think all fans should really take a look at this now. And I know you're never going to get past the tribalism, but there's a lot of clubs could be implicated in this sort of thing now. And, you know, it's one where the fans should probably, fans of maybe not the top six, because they seem to be a little bit exempt from everything. Fans of the other clubs should take a look at this and sort of see what Everton have done, see what's happened, and sort of take steps to, you know, if it does happen to their club, be ready for it. Because I've got this horrible, like, image now whereby, you know, you sort of wait for the January transfer window to come through and you think, right, who are we going to sign this window? Yeah. Is it going to be the case where we're waiting for clubs' accounts to get published to see if they get a fine? Or something like that.
Because exactly.
Yeah, exactly. It just seems like so mired in litigation, these rules, because I know they're changing the rules in August, but the way it's gone, it's just, you know, it just it's taken sort of the competitive edge away from the whole thing. You know, no one spent any money in January, probably because they're all terrified to go over this sort of threshold. And it's, you know, on the one hand, if teams start like really taking it seriously, okay, it might be better for the game, but I think there's serious changes needed on the financial side of things to make it not only a fairer playing field, but, you know, a place where clubs can actually, you know, act in their own best interest within, you know,
and
within
just enjoy the game. I want to be able to go to the game. I mean, I do go to the game, but I want to be able to go to the game and enjoy the game rather than somebody's scored a worldie, have they disallowed it for VAR, which is probably another conversation for another day. But I don't want a cloud hanging over. You know, I don't want to be this glass half-empty supporter anymore. I want to be a glass half-full supporter, but it's really difficult. And we've got about a minute left. On the pitch at the moment, with everything that's going on, difficult for... I mean, Dyche has said, hasn't he, you know, we just concentrate, we need to get points on the board... And that's it. Everything else, you know, let's just put that to one side. We are where we are. And that's crucial at the moment, because if more points do get taken away, this is the time now. You've got West Ham coming at the weekend. This is the time now to start getting points on the board and try and aim for that kind of middle section of the table, I think. And it must be difficult for the players with everything that's going on to focus too.
Yeah, it must be like, you know, have you ever like been working on a computer and you forget to save something and you lose it completely and then you can't be bothered going back to it? Feel like that, mustn't it, where you win three games, like, oh, you can't have the points for that. So yeah, it must be dead demoralising. But yeah, we the good thing for me is we've got, on paper, some winnable games coming up at Goodison. So I think we've all just got to get behind the team and do our bit, haven't we?
All right, give the podcast a plug before we let you go, Les.
Yeah, it's The Blue Room. So you can get that on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts. Cheers now.
All right. Take care, mate. Thank you. There's, the conversation about the situation with Everton at the moment. Les Roberts from The Blue Room. He used to play footy with The Blue Room. He used to play with those lads, yeah. He's got some dirty players in that team. Sports Social Podcast Network.